rather than 2 foot or whatever it is that we're discussing here.
1 foot.
And, or in 1 foot on one side of it. And, I mean, could it be achieved and still meet, you know, the standards that have been set? Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
With the concrete impervious surface there now, is that to code at this point?
Oh, well, we don't have code.
I know, but I mean, is that?
Well, water runoff would be a civil issue if he formed something and formed concrete that caused the damage to his neighbor. They'd have to take.
And that's evidently not happening at this point.
Right.
Right. And as we said, if it's gonna have gutters on it, the gutters would take, could direct the water with gutters.
Yeah, but it's just gonna run it down through the corner.
Right.
It might be better to run it all off evenly across the roof.
Public hearing for anybody else.
Okay.
Or against.
Okay. Is there anybody else here tonight that's gonna speak on behalf or in regards to this?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, we have a motion then?
I'll make a motion to accept the variance.
Okay.
And allow it.
All right. Do we have a second?
I would second that.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, one opposed.
So Marla will generate a decision of record on tonight's decision and mail you a copy. And then you'll need to come in or make arrangements to have that notarized and recorded. You can do that as soon as she sends you that copy, but you only have 120 days to get that completed. But everybody usually gets it done, you know, within a week or two.
Okay.
And she's real good at reminding you that it's still there, it needs recorded. So she'll start working with you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ron. All right, we're gonna move on to 20-21V with 7M Holdings. Okay, case number 20-21B is a variance on a minimum road right-of-way. 7M Holdings LLC is seeking a variance from the provisions of Article 8, Section 2, Taney County Subdivision Regulations, referring to Table 3.9, Taney County Road Standards, minimum right-of-way widths for local residential streets. Applicant seeking a variance from the required 50-foot right-of-way to be platted, allowing for an easement to be used in place of the required right-of-way on one or more existing platted lots in the proposed subdivision plat. The Taney County Board of Adjustment has approved two previous variance requests by 7M Holdings LLC for Thunder Ridge Estates relating to front setbacks, roadway width on existing and future roads. Their current request is so that future single-family lots can be platted in the remaining section of the parent parcel that had two lots with constructed duplex recorded by meets and bounds without planning approval to include the constructed roads in such lots. This privately owned constructed road to the final phases of the subdivision is currently owned by the duplex lot owners with an easement for ingress and egress being in place on the lots for access to the future section of Thunder Ridge Estates. So this is B Highway, B Creek, north of Branson. Here's our subdivision. This is the current platted area of Thunder Ridge Estates. Here's a look at our two duplexes, which are down here. As you can see, when it was originally platted and sold, it included the road surface. So the request was made to plat the remaining part of this. But on the plat, it's required to have a 50-foot road right-of-way, which they have a variance for road service and right-of-ways. But without owning that section, they can't do eminent domain or require it. So that's why they're here seeking a variance to be allowed to show that as an easement on the plat. So some pictures of that. And I'm starting right here at that corner of that duplex. And then I put table 3.9, so all your streets requires this right away because our subdivision regulations say it'll meet the road and bridge standards, which requires a right away. So if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve this variance of 2021B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a variance to the Taney County Road Standards, Table 3.9, allowing for easements to be shown on the subdivision plat rather than the required 50-foot right-of-way when platting a subdivision. Two, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And three is the decision of record recorded Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, would the representative of this project like to stand up?
My name's Eddie Wolf. With what Scott's describing, didn't we take care of this when the Board of Adjustment approved the 30-foot road for the subdivision?
No, it was left in the hands of figuring out how to get through these two easements. And I found no evidence of anything beyond the
all the deeds road say, right-of-way. You know, except for road right-of-way, subject road right-of-way.
There is no road right-of-way platted on these two lots. And that's what that's what we're getting a variance so they can.
Well, I was involved with this originally when Jim Thompson was developing this for a guy and building that. And the attention of all of that back there was to do multifamily. And so those two buildings were built, like Scott said, they weren't done to Taney County standards and they never was platted. Well, that's caused our problem right now because there is no way to get a road in there and not cross them, period, because that's a big valley there. And that road was meant to service all of that back property in there. And it's always been that way ever since, the beginning, because they built that curb and gutter road all the way back to where you can see where that little cul-de-sac is, where we got a proposed hammerhead. So our hardship is we can't even get to it, period. And, so in Missouri, you can landlock a piece of ground, so I don't know what else to do here if we don't get access down that road. Because the Board of Adjustments recognized it before when they give us the variances and the road right away in there. So I just don't know what to say. You know, those people in violation of the codes, what created the problem? If been platted as condominium, there had been an easement left through there for the rest of the property. That's about all I got to say.
Okay. Y'all have any questions for him?
Mr. Wolf, do you know who platted it initially?
Who platted it?
Yeah.
I platted everything above, and those two buildings there were never platted. That's causing a problem because they're supposed to be condominiums, and they weren't platted, and they're in violation, like Scott mentioned, and that's causing the hardship there of us not being able to get in there. Any other questions?
I don't think so.
Yeah, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
I'm not understanding the lot lines as I see them, and they drift sometimes on this GIS system. but they seem to be on the far side of that road, those two lot lines that I'm seeing on my photo here.
That's because when they were deeded, where they weren't the code, they deeded everything on the far side of the road to the building. And then the deeds say, except for road purposes, except for road purposes, then the deed.
And you're, and what we're asked to do is give a variance to narrow the road width requirement.
No, that's already been done.
That's been done.
So your variance would allow me to sign, and I would testify that I do not have an issue signing a plat with this variance, but if they, and they have presented the plat, and per our subdivision regulations, it doesn't meet the requirement, so I can sign it. If they have the variance approval on that, then I can sign that plat, and I don't have an issue signing it with that being an easement through there versus a platted road right of way.
But now the company that owned the property and developed this have deeded those two lots to the condominium owner, whoever that might be, and included the road within those lots when they deeded it to them.
Yes. But see, the condominium never was set up by code to create a condominium development where it was supposed to. Because that was all zoned multifamily originally.
But I'm having a hard time understanding that road's built and pre-existing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they lay out lots that sold their road?
Okay, let me back up just a little bit. If those buildings were platted like they're supposed to be, you split those units into each unit in a condominium plat by number, then there would be an easement put on that plat for to go on through. Then Scott would look at it and record it. That's a multifamily. But the way it is, they've done it illegal, and they built the buildings and just transferred the title without doing through the other step of the county.
That southern area was to be condo-style ownership of the duplexes. Plat around them, all the common ground platted around the duplex would go to a HOA association, which has not been formed, and only the building structure would have been the condominium style sold.
Everything else would have been open space.
Correct. The rest of it would have been open, and the HOA association would have owned the road at that point.
But when that didn't happen, they apparently have surveyed off these lots and included the road in the survey and sold the property that the road is on, and now are saying, oh my, we did
well,
that.
Well, in the deed, it says subject to any road right of way. That means that that road is not part of their lot. If they'd followed the rules, we wouldn't be here.
Okay, explain to me again what we're asked to do.
If they bring me a subdivision plat for the roads in that subdivision plat, they would need to be a right-of-way, which is like what's above it.
Across
now,
the property
7M owns
that
this.
These other people own.
Yes, and my understanding is that they can't get approval from them to plat that. And they've tried and tried. So at least one of the lot owners, they have been unable to get approval for them to plat that. There are easements, so you would be giving an easement approval through that section of their land to continue the road right of way on the other side. So it'd be road right of way up here, platted. There'd be easements, and then road right of way. And if you really look, this is the Branson Schools property. This is a road right. This is an easement. There's no road right of way platted. And then here starts the platting of the right of way that is actually.
But with what the Board of Adjustment done before, when they give us that the variance for the 30